I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 noon. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos today. Today is Wednesday, May 31st. KSL's top story this hour is a developing story we've been following all morning long. Congressman Chris Stewart is officially resigning from his seat in the U.S. House. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Lindsay, Stewart says in a statement that his wife's health concerns have made it necessary to retire. This comes after we learned yesterday that this was going to happen. It's not clear when Stewart plans to step down or if this announcement is enough for the governor to call for a special election. Once the seat is officially vacant, the governor has 7 days to call for an election to replace him. Stewart says he and his family have been blessed, and he says he can say with pride that he's been an effective leader for his beloved home state. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Utah leaders are speaking out about Representative Chris Stewart's resignation. Governor Spencer Cox says Stewart is an exceptional American, an effective conservative voice, and a good friend. Senator Mike Lee says Stewart left an indelible mark on the House of Representatives, and his impact will be felt for generations. Utah's Attorney General Sean Reyes says he will miss Stewart's leadership, but is glad he will have more time to focus on his wife and family. There are a lot of names being tossed out to replace Utah's Representative Chris Stewart. Co-host of KSL at Night, Derek Brown, says money is going to be the biggest player.
You have to raise, say, $500,000. You've got to get several hundred people writing checks. And the reality is that's far more difficult than the couple of people who may be wealthy writing you a check.
Brown says the quick money is important because a special election to replace Stewart doesn't give candidates a lot of time to raise the cash. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to launch a bid for the White House, joining an already crowded Republican field.
Sources tell ABC News Chris Christie will announce he's running for president next week. He's joining an ever-expanding group of GOP candidates hoping to knock out the frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. Christie was once a Trump campaign advisor, but has since become a vocal critic. He ran for president back in 2016 as well, but failed to gain traction. Sources tell ABC News Christie's official announcement will come next Tuesday during a town hall event at a college in New Hampshire. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
Utah's Water Watch. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Sandy City is issuing an emergency flood declaration.
Little Cottonwood Creek is one of four creeks named in Sandy's emergency flood declaration. Sandy Mayor Monica Zoltansky says they've been preparing for this since February.
Managing the debris flow, especially coming out of Little Cottonwood Canyon, there's been mudslides late this spring. All that debris is coming down.
Further downstream in Cottonwood Heights, Angela Favor, who lives right next to Little Cottonwood Creek, says she's prepared but not too worried.
We've got to just do the best we can with what we've got, but seems to be the weather's cooperated pretty well with us this year.
The emergency declaration lasts for 30 days, which covers when these creeks are expected to peak. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
We're hearing the crews will start clearing Guardsman's Pass up Big Cottonwood Canyon starting next week on June 5th. Officials say there isn't an official opening date because crews still have a lot of work ahead of them to get the road in shape for drivers. Other national stories we're following this hour. Congressional leadership on both sides of the aisle are hard at work to get lawmaker support on the compromise bill that would raise the debt ceiling and cut spending. The House is set to vote on that bill tonight. Some far-right Republicans, like House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, have already indicated that they will be voting no.
This happens with every piece of legislation that comes through the House. Some people will get out early, voicing their displeasure based on things they've heard, based on things that they've been told.
The bill aims to cut trillions from the budget over the next decade while raising the debt ceiling and keeping veterans and environmental investments intact. A change of plans for Iowa officials who had planned to demolish a partially collapsed building, even though people said their loved ones could still be inside. The fire marshal says they extended rescue efforts to find people who could still be inside after a woman was rescued on Monday.
More than 24 hours after the collapse,
she is alive.
52-year-old Lisa Brooks was rescued from the fourth floor, finally reaching her phone to call for help.
Praise the Lord!
I'm just so afraid that I was gonna die and don't see my kids, my grandkids, my great-great-grandkids. I was so afraid.
The cause of the collapse now under investigation.
That's ABC's Alex Perez reporting from Davenport, Iowa. Turning now to First Look Traffic, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Lindsay. We are looking at a nice and quiet start to our noontime drive. That doesn't happen very often. But if you're out and about on the Valley freeways, you are good to go. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And coming up on KSL News Radio, we're expecting to see some of the top redesigns for Smith's Ballpark today. We'll have more on that coming up on KSL News Radio.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Last summer's heat was an anomaly. This could also bring with it a chance for flash flooding. In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
When interest rates rise, it's not all bad. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, helping you understand why now is the time to purchase an annuity. Annuities are the only products that will guarantee you an income you can't outlive. It's those guarantees that are tied to Treasury rates. And as we know, those rates are at 40-year highs. If you're in or within 10 years of retirement, use this to your advantage. This is exactly why it's possible to receive up to a 25% upfront bonus for income and why it is possible to receive up to 10% per year for income growth. It's because of the high interest rates. Don't let anyone tell you it's not true, but also don't wait. Interest rates and these guarantees will eventually come down. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development for an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA at UACPA.org.
Welcome back. KSL News Time 12:06. Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos. Recapping our top story, Utah leaders are speaking out about the legacy of Congressman Chris Stewart after the representative announced his retirement this morning. We still don't know an effective date. KSL News Time, now 12:07. We are expecting to see some of the top redesigns for Smith's Ballpark today. Now that the Bees are officially moving to Daybreak in 2025, leaders will announce the three winners for its Ballpark Next competition tonight. Winners will receive thousands of dollars. The city says the ideas will be used to inform and inspire building crews. We're learning that the former First Lady, Rosalynn Carter, has dementia. In a statement, the Carter family says Mrs. Carter continues to live happily at home with her husband.
The former president is now the longest living U.S. president, and the people here at the Carter Center say that he is still under hospice care at home. But his family says that it is looking very likely that he will make it to see his next birthday in October with his wife by his side.
That's ABC's Steve Osunsami reporting. A young Hawaiian monk seal has weaned and relocated. It means a popular Hawaii beach in Waikiki is reopening after it was off limits to protect the endangered pup while it nursed. State Conservation and Resources Enforcement officers kept around-the-clock watch. If you want your four-legged friend to live longer, make sure Fido gets to spend plenty of time with other dogs and his favorite people.
Just like people, dogs live longer the more they socialize with other animals and people. That's the upshot of research from the University of Washington and Texas A&M, the Dog Aging Project. But that benefit wasn't necessarily across the board. More time with kids resulted in more health problems for man's best friend. Researchers based their findings on a study of some 25,000 dogs. That's a lot of good boys and girls. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
I just love the music behind that. Who let the dogs out? Turning out of Utah's roads. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky Meese, you have dogs?
I don't. I have a cat.
Oh, okay. You're
but
a cat person.
But he thinks he's a dog sometimes.
You know what? To each their own.
That's right. I mean, the way he can growl after people, it just makes me just amused. Well, for those who are out on the Valley freeways, we have a very good drive in progress. In fact, good speeds up and down the I-15 corridor between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Now, the scanners are calling out a traffic hazard for drivers in Salt Lake City at 1300 South, 500 West. Not even sure what it is, but keep an eye out for officers responding there. This is the place, Heritage Park, the place to learn, explore, and enjoy Utah history. Perfect for service projects, team building, birthdays, weddings, reunions, and more. Plan today at thisistheplace.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like isolated afternoon thunderstorms are possible today. High of 84. Overnight, 58, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 78 with a better chance to see those thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
I am seeing it start to cloud up a little bit in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's a beautiful 75 degrees. And coming up on Utah's new news, Republican and Democratic leaders are speaking out in the wake of the retirement of Congressman Chris Stewart. We'll have more on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
How's the water where you live? Depending on where you live in Utah, the water coming out of your tap might be really hard and not taste very good. It might be leaving spots on your glasses and shower and leaving your skin dry.
We want you to know our friends at Superior Water and Air have solutions for your home and your business, by the way. They have the best, most efficient water softeners in Utah, but not only that, they also have water purifiers that will give your family crystal clear drinking water.
And if you're still using those big unsanitary water bottles in your office, let Superior Home hook you up to a more convenient, trusted water system.
When you think of Superior Water and Air, think of solutions for everything in your home, from plumbing to water heaters to furnaces and air conditioning and, of course, those great home standby generators.
To keeping the air in your home as healthy as possible, especially during these inversions. I had Superior install two things in my home that have helped us so much. We have an air purifier and a humidifier hooked right up to our furnace.
Call Superior today, 974-9090, or go to superiorwaterandair.com.
If you're in need of a tooth replacement, it's important to understand all your options. Grandpa's Dental combines experience and the latest in dental technology to bring you the information you need when choosing dental treatment options for you and your family. At Grandpa's Dental, they know great results could be achieved when treatment is tailored to each individual's needs. Grandpa's Dental mission is to provide only the highest quality and personalized dental care at an affordable price. And they've been in town for over 15 years. At Grandpa's Dental, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable staff, experienced professionals, and a comfortable and pleasant environment for you and your family's dental needs. So, if you need an implant, crown, or denture, get to know all your options. Call one of Grandpa's Dental offices today in Orem, Murray, or West Jordan, or go to grandpasdental.com to schedule a free consultation today. Grandpasdental.com. That's grandpasdental.com.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's now official. Congressman Chris Stewart is resigning. In a written statement, he says his wife's health concerns make it necessary. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, on the national stage, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to launch a Republican bid for the White House next week. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It is a crash-free commute on the Valley Freeways and main secondaries, but construction is going to slow you down southbound Redwood Road going through Taylorsville, especially by 4100 and 4700 South, and a traffic hazard at 5th West, 1300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Daily PM thunderstorms back in the forecast. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 75 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Just days after being at odds over a deal to raise the debt ceiling, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are unified to get a debt package passed. Both optimistic that the U.S. will avoid default on its loans on June 5th. Even with criticism from both sides of the aisle, McCarthy hoping to take a vote as early as today.
There's been fierce criticism on the far right of the party that the deal doesn't sufficiently cut federal spending. At least 32 House Republicans have said they'll vote no. McCarthy can stand to lose over 100 Republican votes, but then would need support from Democrats, some of whom have also been critical of the bill. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie expected to announce a presidential run next week in New Hampshire. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in Iowa today, his second day of kicking off his campaign. Both Republicans have been critical of former President Trump, who's making another bid for the White House. ABC News deputy political editor Avery Harper on what it could mean for the race.
As long as we hear former President Trump continue to talk about 2020, talk about political retribution and his ongoing legal troubles, that could steer more voters in the direction of other candidates.
A failed spy satellite launch out of North Korea.
Pyongyang's newly developed rocket lost thrust following the separation of its first and second stages and came down off its west coast. It's a setback for Kim Jong-un's push to boost his military capabilities, but after an unusually quick admission of failure, North Korea's vowed to conduct a second launch after learning what went wrong. That suggests Kim remains determined to expand his weapons arsenal and apply more pressure on Washington and Seoul. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Russia's president pointing the finger at Ukraine after a series of drones were shot down in a Moscow neighborhood not far from Vladimir Putin's country residence. The U.S. has said it would not support attacks inside Russia. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. The resignation of Congressman Chris Stewart is drawing reactions from both sides of the political aisle. Robert Axon is the chair of Utah's Republican Party.
First, I just have to say a giant thank you to Congressman Stewart and his entire family for their years of service to our state. I think so many elected officials put their names on the line and their talents on the line on behalf of all of us, and he deserves our gratitude. He's been an excellent member of Congress back in D.C., as it pertains to kind of what's next for him, I know he has some critical work that he's doing for Utah on the Appropriations Committee. Their process is tied to the fiscal year and the budget. And so I would anticipate that Congressman Stewart would be sticking around at least through the summer to finish out some of that meaningful work for Utah.
Again, that's the chair of Utah's Republican Party. The chair for Utah's Democrats, Diane Lewis, took issue with Axon's assertion that the seat is safely Republican.
I say they better watch out because we're coming to get them. We have just had all of our conventions, our county conventions and our state convention. And we saw an excitement that we hadn't seen in years in our Democrats across this area.
Both interviews can be heard on the Dave and Dujanovic podcast on the KSL News Radio app. We haven't received word yet of a timeline for a special election to replace Congressman Chris Stewart. We're waiting for official word on his resignation date. Turning now to Utah's roads, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Kind of an easy drive in progress on the Valley freeways. And if you're traveling I-15, it's a problem-free commute. Good speeds, no accidents either direction between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. And for those who may be thinking about traveling Highway 40, especially southbound, just remember there is road work that could cause you some slowdowns any time of the day, scattered from SR 248 in Summit County down to River Road on the way to Wasatch County. Now, we do have a traffic hazard reported at 5th West, 1300 South. Use a little bit of caution there, but overall, a nice and quiet drive. Cedar City, where summer meets adventure. Enjoy live entertainment with the Shakespeare Festival, shopping, dining, museums, hiking, biking, disc golf, and camping under a starry sky. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. The thunderstorms are back. Today, look for a high of 84 with an isolated chance for a storm. Tomorrow, better chance to see thunderstorms by afternoon, a high of 78, and then it's on repeat. Afternoon storms with highs in the 70s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We bump it up to the low 80s on Monday, but then thunderstorms back in the forecast by Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, some clouds rolling in, at least in downtown Salt Lake City, and it's 75 degrees. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And coming up on KSL News Radio, did you know there's an airline that wants passengers to get on the scale before boarding? We'll talk about that coming up next on KSL News Radio.
I've worked hard to get where I am. I don't cut corners. I see opportunity and make the most of it. And I'm celebrating that success in style by heading to Jerry Seiner Cadillac to get the car I've been working for. They have new XT4, 5, and 6 models in stock and the area's largest selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. I've put in the work and I've earned the luxury that only comes with a Cadillac. If you have too, then it's time to visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
With our roots in northern Utah, Holy Cross Hospital has a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
At Holy Cross Hospital, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and equally honored to care for northern Utah's vibrant communities. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time, 12:22. An airline in New Zealand wants passengers to get on the scale before boarding. Here's more.
New Zealand's Civil Aviation Authority is asking its national airline to weigh passengers departing on international flights from the Auckland airport. Apparently, it's not going to become a mandated rule. Air New Zealand is calling this a passenger weight survey and is a way to gather data on the weight load and distribution for planes. Travelers will be asked to stand on a digital scale when they check in for their flight with a separate scale for their luggage. New Zealand operates a flight from Auckland to New York's Kennedy Airport at 17 hours nonstop, one of the longest regular flights in the world.
That's John Trout reporting. We're watching Utah's money. U.S. home prices seem to be in recovery mode. New data shows prices rose slightly in March. It's the second month in a row that prices have increased. February's increase snapped a seventh-month streak of month-over-month declines. More than 1,000 Amazon employees are preparing to walk out tomorrow. The Seattle Times reports a little over 1,700 employees have signed on to participate from around the world. The walkout is a joint effort between employees organizing for climate change and those advocating a return to remote work. Researchers in Washington State say they've created a new breed of apples, currently dubbed WA64. It's a cross between the Honeycrisp and Pink Lady and supposedly has a better texture than the Pink Lady. These are the same researchers who created the Cosmic Crisp apple. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the markets are off today. The Dow is down 115 points right now, sitting at 32,927. The S&P and NASDAQ both down as well. S&P off 17 points. NASDAQ is down 47 points. A former high school is up for sale, listed as a single-family home in Oklahoma. More than 17,000 square foot property, that is, with a retro gym, has 5 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms. The asking price on Zillow, $60,000. The listing says, with some imagination, it could be the perfect home.
We're lucky in Utah to enjoy all four seasons.
And these storms, they bubble up and move quick, and then they zip on out.
Sometimes all in one day.
We did have a tornado warning that was issued.
June means everything from hailstorms to 100-degree days. That's why you need traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio.
When it comes to water use, dairy farmers have long been stewards of the land. No one understands the need for water for today and for tomorrow like dairy farmers. And that's why Dairy West wants you to know more about LEPA, or the Low Energy Precision Application System. This system allows dairy farmers to use less water by minimizing evaporation. In traditional irrigation systems, evaporative water loss occurs through wind directly off the soil and from water sitting on a plant. By irrigating closer to the ground, farmers reduce this evaporative loss and use less water. Coupled with strategic crop rotation, farmers' yields also increase. As a collective industry, dairy farmers have committed to improving water use and water quality and greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Dairy West is proud of their farmers and their commitment to a cleaner, more efficient world through farming innovation. This message is brought to you by Dairy West.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, They really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
No accidents, no delays on the Valley freeways. Your main secondaries also reported as crash-free. But construction is going to have you at a reduced speed southbound Redwood Road, going from 3500 to 4700 south into Taylorsville. The Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City features Ben Folds, Leanne Rimes, the Beach Boys, and more. June 30th through August 4th in Park City at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together. Looks like we'll see a high today of 84, but a chance for those thunderstorms to come back this afternoon. Tomorrow's high, a touch cooler, only 78, and a higher likelihood for thunderstorms in the afternoon. We're going to continue this unsettled pattern through Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it is 75 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12:30. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Congressman Chris Stewart is officially resigning from his seat in the U.S. House. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Lindsay, we knew yesterday this announcement was coming. Stewart says in his statement that he's proud he's been an effective leader for his beloved home state. He also says his wife's health has made it necessary to retire. This is not the first time a congressman in Utah has made an announcement like this. Remember, we went through a similar process with Jason Chaffetz a few years ago. Now we're waiting for the details on when he's officially stepping down. Then the governor has 7 days to call for a special election to replace him. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Political experts are now weighing in on who might replace the representative once he steps down before the end of his term.
Greg Hughes is one. Maybe look at a couple of current elected officials. Debbie, you'll smile when I say Dan McKay, Senator McKay. Maybe Senator Mike Kennedy.
Co-host of KSL at Night, Derek Brown, tells Dave Andujanovic it's likely that someone with name recognition and the money to campaign will quickly become a front runner. We do have breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Utah County officials have just declared a state of emergency because of flooding damage in Utah County. Officials say cities in Utah County have had more than $10 million in flood-related damages and only budgeted $2 million for flood expenses this year. Utah County isn't the only area in the state under emergency. Just this morning, Sandy City issued an emergency flood declaration for four creeks, including Little Cottonwood Creek. Angela Favor lives next to the creek in Cottonwood Heights. She says they're ready, but not too worried.
We've got to just do the best we can with what we've got. But it seems to be the weather's cooperated pretty well with us this year. And so it seems like we're doing pretty good as far as how the runoff is going.
Favor says her family has flood insurance and they've moved some valuable items upstairs. Sandy City's emergency declaration lasts 30 days.
Utah's Water Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Snow has just started melting a little earlier this year because of dust. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell explains.
Snowmelt rates are driven by absorbed sunlight, which is why longer days in the late spring and early summer is usually when you'll clock the snowmelt beginning. But this is for white, clean snow. Like wearing a black t-shirt in the sun, the darker the snow, the more sunlight absorbed. So it would go without saying that the more dust, the darker the snow. Coming out of a drought with not a lot of water lying around means more dust was in the air. And that's why the snowmelt started earlier this year.
Dust in the wind.
New York Art Bell, KSL News Radio.
A Park City tennis coach has been justified in defending herself against a student. A Summit County judge made the ruling after Lanny Wilcox, the former head coach for Park City High School girls tennis team, was in a physical confrontation with a student at practice last year. Wilcox submitted a photo that she says shows obvious signs of being slapped by the student. Prosecutors have 30 days to appeal. The Russian military is blaming Ukraine for a series of drone attacks around Moscow. University of Utah law professor Amos Guerra tells Dave Andujanovic, no matter who is behind the attacks, it's causing serious concern in Russia because it shows weakness in their defense systems.
There's no way these drones should be hitting the targets the way they're hitting the targets. And whether or not they are blowing buildings up or just causing minor damage is frankly irrelevant.
Ukraine hasn't claimed responsibility for the attacks, but the U.S. has asked leaders in Kyiv not to launch attacks inside of Russia. KSL's top national stories. Members of Congress from both sides of the aisle are hoping to pass the debt ceiling package today. Democratic Congressman Danny Hoyer says Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has done well shepherding this bill.
I think he's done an excellent job. I think he's handled himself perfectly. I think he's made the case very clear that what the Republicans did have taken the American people and America hostage.
Both parties are putting up some serious opposition, who each say the compromises made to seal the deal go too far. We do have breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Former President Mike Pence is set to launch his presidential campaign next week. NBC News is reporting that, according to a person familiar with the matter, Pence will kick off his campaign a week from today on June 7th. The State Department is calling China's close proximity flyby of a U.S. plane a dangerous action.
While we have a real competition with China, we also want to make sure that doesn't veer into conflict. And the most important starting point for that are regular lines of communication.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken this morning says recent missed meetings between the U.S. and China is also adding to the country's alienation. Utah Highway Patrol troopers say almost 100 people were stopped for going more than 100 miles an hour over the Memorial Day weekend. Two people were killed in crashes over the weekend. Troopers are reminding everyone to do their part, as we're just in the beginning of the deadliest days on Utah's roads. First look traffic now. Let's go to Ricky Meese. How are our roads looking, Ricky?
They are looking so nice. If you're out and about to grab a bite to eat, Valley Freeway traffic in really good shape. No accidents, no delays. Most of your secondaries and side streets also seeing lighter traffic. Enjoy it while you can. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And coming up on KSL News Radio, host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, is going to join me live. More reaction from Congressman Chris Stewart stepping down to support his wife during a health struggle. We'll have that coming up on KSL News Radio. KSL News time, 12:36.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear David Dijanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
Ron DeSantis, he's a solid number two.
The coach once told me, if you're not first, you're last.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
The strenuous conditions inside a race car is what makes our sport very challenging physically.
Joey Logano is a multiple NASCAR champion.
My lower back pain, my knee pain would all come in just through the grind of the race season.
And this is Joey's Goodfeet story.
When I was fit for arch supports at the Goodfeet store, for me, it completely changed the game. Not only helped with my pain, but completely changed the way I feel and perform. As I learned, my feet can help my back. I never really thought of it that way, but it really does end up that way. And my balance improved dramatically. When I left there, I was like, I gotta go tell my pit crew about this. With the arch supports, we can be better. We can be faster. There's only one thing I changed. It was just putting the arch supports in. I was hurting. And I changed one thing and I feel great. This is like the best kept secret. In one way, I'm mad about it because I wish I knew sooner. You can't just take my word for it. Go to the Goodfeet store, try them out, and see it for yourself.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit mygoodfeet.com.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Welcome back. KSL News Time 12:37. Congressman Chris Stewart is stepping down to support his wife during a health struggle. Joining me now live in studio, host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. Boyd, let's start here. Utah leaders have been voicing tributes about the congressman. What type of legacy do you think he's leaving?
You know, I think one of the things that Representative Stewart will be remembered for forever is his work on the 988 number. That was a passion project that he began. And I remember talking to him about when he was first beginning that process. And it took a series of congresses, years and years, for that to happen. Even when there's something like that that has a lot of bipartisan support, it still takes a long time. The timing has to be right. You have to get it on the floor. You got to get it through both houses. You have to do it in that 2-year window because it doesn't carry over to the next Congress. But he stayed right on that. And I think he has led some really important conversations about mental health, not just in the state of Utah, but across the country. And that 988 legacy, I think, is a big piece of the congressman's legacy.
Yeah, it's definitely trickled down here to support in Utah as well. Now, there's been a lot of chatter about what happens next, what comes next, right? The schedule, we still don't know an effect date, right? He's officially resigned, but we don't know exactly what day he's going to step down. That's kind of when the clock starts for triggering the special election, etc. How do you see this whole thing playing out?
Yeah, clear as mud, I think, is where we are right now on that. A lot of it will depend on what that date is. A lot of indications are that he'd like to stay through to make sure that the appropriations process gets through, which is all the way into September. So if it's a 1st of October, then you start projecting out how much time is required for candidates to file, for those who want to get signatures to get signatures, to have conventions for Democrats and Republicans. Then you have to have a primary. Then you got to have 90 days in between the primary and the general election. So it's going to take some time. It is a long, slow process. And so, again, depending on when that starts, what the legislature does, the legislature could call a special that would cost some money. So that decision will have to be made. So currently, there's just a lot of unknowns and a lot of different things that might play out in terms of scenarios, but I just don't think we know enough right now to really figure out what that is.
Yeah, a lot of scenarios. We're all just kind of in limbo right now, so we will certainly keep people informed. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 1 to 3 today on KSL News Radio. I'm sure he will have more reaction as Utah's officials react to Congressman Chris Stewart stepping down. He's supporting his wife during a health crisis. Traffic and weather together now. KSL News Time just a little late, 12:40. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky Meese.
Free and clear, free of crashes, clear of delays. That's I-15, I-215, I-80, and the 201 throughout the valley. No accidents reported on the main secondaries. Box Elder County is for the birds. The spring migration is in full swing at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A pleasant day expected today. The first half is more sunshine. Second half, we're talking about highs in the mid-80s with a chance for thunderstorms. Overnight lows, upper 50s. We'll then go to 78 tomorrow with a chance for scattered storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's 75 degrees, a few clouds in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, we're hearing from a juror in the Lori Vallow Daybell trial after attorneys asked for a new trial. That's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, losing weight can be a tricky process for a lot of people. It's a big struggle, and we know the challenge with everyone. That's why Soda Weight Loss is so incredible, because it's a program that's based on science. If you follow the program, you will drop those unwanted fat pounds. Guys drop 3 to 5 pounds a week. Women drop 2 to 3 pounds. And it's simply by following the program. It's all about nutrition if you want to drop that weight. And it's healthy. It's specifically designed for you. You're going to work with a nutritionist that will work with you. They've had over 5,000 people on their website who have had tremendous success. I've had tremendous success. Alex has had tremendous success. A lot of people here in our radio group have just done remarkable. And you can too. It's that simple. You're going to have someone you're accountable to who can you check in with. And it's not just about losing it. It's about keeping it off after. It's a lifetime commitment, a lifetime program. You can get healthy, I promise you. Check out SodaWeightLoss.com.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs that will significantly reduce the amount you owe if you qualify. Accredited Debt Relief has helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. For this free information, call 800-786-3400. That's 800-786-3400.
Register for breaking news alerts by texting the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. Text the word news to 57500. KSL News Time, 12:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, we've just learned that former Vice President Mike Pence plans to launch a Republican presidential campaign a week from today. Second, Congressman Chris Stewart is officially resigning from his seat in the U.S. House. And third, traffic and weather together.
You are good to go. Up and down I-15 in Box Elder, Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Freeway traffic looking good and no problems reported on the main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
80s turn to 70s with thundershowers. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 75 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The House will hold a nighttime vote on the debt ceiling package, even as a growing block of Republicans are voicing criticism over the deal, saying the spending cuts don't go far enough. Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who's working to shore up support, says he's not concerned over that talk.
People say things when they don't know all the information. They tend to act differently once they do.
Congress must raise the debt limit by June 5th to avoid defaulting on its loan obligations. President Biden also expressing optimism that a bill will pass. He's at the White House meeting with FEMA and emergency response officials on hurricane preparedness. The Atlantic hurricane season begins tomorrow. In Iowa, the city of Davenport has fined the owner of the collapsed apartment building $300 for failing to maintain a safe and sanitary building. Andrew Wold is due to appear in court Friday. The owner offering his condolences and prayers. Crews are still searching for several people still unaccounted for and possibly inside the building. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. A juror for the Lori Vallow Daybell trial is speaking out after Vallow Daybell's attorney asked for a new trial after the guilty verdict. Joining me live now on the KSL News line, KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. Greg, you have been following this case down to the T. I mean, Lori's attorneys have filed a motion for a new trial. Are we surprised by this?
Not really. I mean, Lindsay, it was a motion that is authorized by Idaho law. We have one here in Utah that's very similar. And basically what it says is that after a trial and within 14 days of that, an attorney can file a motion for new trial. It's like an appeal, but it's an appeal to the trial court, not to the court of appeals. It's really an appeal to the judge that heard the trial saying, hey, there were some things that happened in this trial that are wrong. And it kind of shows us a little bit about what issues they think are going to be appropriate and that they'll probably raise in the appeal once the judge disposes of this motion.
Well, talk to me about what the reasons are for why they want a new trial, because we all went through it with the first one. We followed that so closely. What are some of their reasons they should get a new trial?
Yeah, so that's good because we were there. We watched a lot of the trial and everybody had concerns about what was happening. One is that they felt like the jury received evidence outside of what's occurring in the trial, that they heard some things and received evidence about, for example, they used some what the Arizona authorities were doing and what they were hearing in Chad's case. And they felt that that was inappropriate for this jury to hear about. They also felt that the judge gave the jury some bad instructions. When the grand jury indicted Lori, they issued an indictment charging her with conspiracy and said that there were five people involved in this, including Chad and her brother and two others. But when the trial actually came out, the conspiracy ended up only being Lori and Chad. So they felt like the indictment and the ultimate charges were different. And then finally, they just said that the verdict is contrary to law. Basically, but that was the defense argument from the beginning, Lindsay, which was there just isn't enough evidence here to convict her. And they're arguing that again and now in front of the judge because the jury disagreed with that. They're going to the judge saying, look, a reasonable jury should not have convicted her based on the weak evidence that they heard in this trial.
I see. And I know you're not a judge, but put on your judge hat for a second based on what they're claiming. Do you think that the jury received evidence they should not have heard?
No, I really don't. And I would also say this, Lindsay, in light of all the evidence that they heard and that we heard while we were down there watching it, the state had a very compelling case. And I don't think anything that happened in Arizona tainted them. Certainly the conduct in Arizona wasn't part of the case. The fact that Arizona authorities were investigating both Lori and Chad was well known, but they didn't talk about the specifics of it and in a way that would have prejudiced Lori, in a way that would have given the jury the impression that, wow, she committed another crime in Arizona, so she must be a bad person.
So in our last 20 seconds here, just tell us how this whole thing plays out. When do we find out?
I think the judge will rule on this fairly quickly. There's a sentencing coming up in, I think, another 2 months, and I would assume the judge will have this resolved by or at the time of the sentencing.
Okay, very good. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis on the line with us. A juror from the Lori Vallow-Daybell trial is speaking out. Vallow-Daybell's attorneys asked for a new trial after the guilty verdict, so we'll continue to follow this if and when a verdict comes down on that. KSL News Time, 12:49. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now I'm seeing some unusual slowdowns northbound I-15. Going into Centerville, closer to Parrish Lane. I'm not really seeing what's causing it, though, but it looks like it's actually closer from Bountiful into Centerville, and it's just a bunch of thick traffic, but we did have a little bit of slowing right in that spot, but overall, it's been a very good drive. On I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties, the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, no accidents, no delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, a very summer-esque thunderstorm setup. Let's go for today, 84 degrees with a chance for thunderstorms by afternoon. Better thunderstorm chances tomorrow afternoon, high of 78. We'll go 75 on Friday, PM storms. Scattered PM storms continue into Saturday, 76. 79 on Sunday, clockwork continues. Chance for storms Sunday afternoon. Maybe a break on Monday, 82. And then another round of thunderstorms are possible by Tuesday afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's 75 degrees. I'm seeing a lot of fluffy clouds make their way into downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
You've heard me say it before, Replenish Landscape Garden Products really has everything you need to make your lawn and garden work and look beautiful. Greg's here with me again. So many different products out there. I think people will find it convenient because they can come in, look at the specific product, get it loaded quickly, and get back home to get the job started.
That's what our focus is on bulk and bag materials. Obviously, we're known for the compost itself, which has gained a great reputation, but our soil blends are excellent. We have the bulk box garden blend. We have four different colors of wood mulch, five or six different kinds of shredded bark, and just a variety of things, including sand and gravel.
A lot of these playground chips and things are found in kids' playgrounds all over the valley. Find out why landscapers valley-wide use Replenish Landscape Garden Products. See them at 4660 South, 200 West in Murray. Go to their website at replenishcompost.com or give Greg and Mike a call at 801-262-5142. Replenish. It's good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and I wanted to let you know what you can expect when you walk into one of our 10, soon to be 11 stores. This story came to us from one of our many 5-star Google reviews.
I was panicked and needed help. My daughter had a serious family emergency, and I needed to travel out of town, but I couldn't haul my oxygen tanks with me. I needed portable oxygen. I tried several companies and they all said I didn't have a prescription. I went to Alpine and they called my doctor. 20 minutes later, I was on my way with a portable oxygen machine.
At Alpine Home Medical, we understand how urgent your healthcare needs can be. We'll do everything we can to exceed your expectations. Let us help you bring wellness home. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com. AlpineHomeMedical.com.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think.
All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
KSL News Time 12:54. Scientists say they've found a way to make electricity out of thin air.
A new study published in Advanced Materials shows humidity could one day be a source of renewable energy. Experts say each droplet of water suspended in air contains a charge. Think of lightning bolts that form in clouds, then strike with huge amounts of power. Researchers essentially created a human-made cloud that produces a constant flow of electricity to harvest. A major plus to this technology is the energy would be produced around the clock and isn't dependent on factors like the wind blowing or the sun shining. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
We're watching Utah's money. CEO pay growth is slowing. Last year's average pay bump for CEOs was the smallest increase since 2015. But pay packages, that is, for CEOs of S&P 500 companies still have a median value of almost $15 million last year. KSL Drives Ford is recalling more than 100,000 Broncos because the seatbelts may be hard to use when the seats are in certain positions. I'm going to reveal that we just bought one of those, so I'm going to have to look into that. The car maker says they will will move where the belts are stowed to match national safety standards. KSL Drives, Tesla might be a new dealership, or might build rather a new dealership in Riverdale. The Riverdale Planning Commission just signed off on a conditional use permit for a proposed site. The dealership would be Tesla's third location in Utah. And your money at this moment, markets are off right now. The Dow is down 143 points. The S&P is off 22 and the NASDAQ is down 60 points. In Salt Lake City, trees are filling the road of one street downtown. It's part of a six-week project called Green Loop to bring 200 trees to the block of a section of 2nd East near Washington Square. The trees will create a barrier between foot traffic and cars.
Hi, this is Cameron Rising. Growing up, summer break was the best, but I've learned that a lot of kids don't feel the same. That's because summer means their school breakfast and lunch won't be available. What's awesome is the food bank helps. Join me and Les Olson IT by giving food, time, or money. Take your donations to any Les Olson IT branch or the food bank, and find more info at lesolson.com/food. Let's support our community together.
AimYourDigital.com will help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with AimYourDigital.com today.
Well, hello, summer. Adventure here. Spring had to leave, but said you're really outgoing, that you're quite the character. Maybe you'll appreciate a place packed full of character and live performances, like the Shakespeare Festival at Cedar City. Unlike spring, you seem a bit more bright and open, interested in camping under a blanket of stars. Well, all signs point to Cedar City's spectacular campsites on Cedar Mountain. Summer, it's great to finally meet you, because winter just might have overstayed the welcome. You seem content now that you're here. I'd love to spend more time with you. How about a walk? Better yet, a hike, so I can show you Twisted Forest and Spring Creek. Summer and adventure. We're perfect together. Just like Cedar City's arts and museums or downtown shopping and fine dining. Summer. Adventure asking. Stay a few months. Let's heat things up in a spot we'll truly enjoy. Cedar City Bryanhead.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at kslnewsradio.com.
Getting you home on your lunch hour. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Ending on a quiet note, no accidents or delays on your freeways. We do have some heavy and slower traffic moving northbound on Legacy, going through Bountiful to Centerville. That's likely due to road work. Fed Up Kitchens' new location is now open in American Fork. Pre-order locally prepared healthy meals at the new Fed Up Kitchen in American Fork. Reach out at FedUpKitchen_AF on Instagram. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll see a high today of 84, but those thunderstorms are likely this afternoon. So I'm starting to see those clouds build already in downtown Salt Lake City. Kind of the same unsettled pattern for tomorrow as well, about the same for Friday. Our temperatures cool a little bit with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then our weekend looking a little bit rain possible and highs in the mid 70s as well. Coming up, Boyd Matheson, inside sources from 1 to 3. Of course, we had Congressman Chris Stewart officially resign today. He'll have more reaction from that. And, of course, more today on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News starting at 3 o'clock.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.